I totally agree with what you're saying there about play naive. Absolutely. I mean, every twist and turn, every twist and turn my progress has taken has all been about trying to nourish that sense of naivety and play. And I think that's the key word, play. There's this great Duran Muldrow interview on Red Bull Music Academy where she says, what do you play? And to somebody in the audience, and she says, I don't make music, I paint. And she says, you play paints then? And she just really equates that sense of like, all art and creation are forms of play, and that's how they should be. You know, to see it any other way is naive. Anyway, so yeah, and as far as ego and spreading it, to me, spreading my music has not really been about ego. It's more the sense in which I strongly feel that when the music comes through me, that it's trying to get somewhere. You know, like just trying to get in touch with people. And it's not so much about me and my ego. It's more the sense of my duty to the muse. You know, it's like I'm given this to pass on. I'm not given this to keep it. And you know, I feel I do a disservice to whatever force it is that brings these things out in me, not to spread it. You know, it feels like I should. And I think that's something that all artists instinctively feel. I think in many ways that's what the music industry is all about. It's not really about, I mean, for the people who aren't artists, it's about, you know, monetizing art. But for the people, for most artists, I think, there's that sense that they just instinctively feel that what they're given is to give on. You know, I don't think there are very many artists who make music just for themselves, exclusively, you know, because where's the pleasure in that? Where's the pleasure in that? And I don't think it's ego to want to pass it on in that sense. I did a poem about this. I'll get back to you on that. One second.